The book industry, like every other business, works in seasons. Big coffee table books for Christmas time buying, and for summer, light reading abounds. Today, librarian Nancy Pearl defies the trend.
This is a new work of nonfiction. It's called Ghetto Side, A True Story of Murder in America. It's written by a Los Angeles Times reporter named Jill Leovi. In about 2008, she started a blog in which she started keeping track, listing, detailing every murder in Los Angeles County.
Oh.
And out of that blog, because the papers don't cover every murder, most murders go uncovered, particularly if they're gang-related. Out of that grew this book, Ghetto Side, which I think is not only a really important book, but also a book that is as good reading as the best police procedural novel.
I'm assuming that she not only listed these murders, but sort of followed up and figured out who was being murdered and
well,
where.
What she points out is that teenage Black American boys are about 6% of the total population. And in terms of who gets murdered, they're 40%. That's just frightening statistics. And this was a book, I think it's important to note, this is a book that was published and certainly written and researched before Ferguson, before Staten Island, before all of the instances of the recent attention to police murders.
So essentially what Jill Leovi is saying is that this has been going on long before the media turned its spotlight on it.
Yes. And one of the problems, she would say, is it isn't that the police brutality has been going on, although it might be. That's not her point. What her point is that this black-on-black murder in particularly places like South Los Angeles has not only been going on, but most of those cases are unsolved for various reasons. And in this book, she focuses on one detective and one murder case. And the murder is of the son of a policeman, an African-American policeman. And the detective is a man named John Skaggs, who is both admired and disliked by some of his fellow policemen. And you follow his day-to-day life in not only trying to figure out who murdered Bryant Tunnell, but also the intensity to which he believes that if the police don't solve these murders, as a society, we're much less well off than we would be.
It sounds that is Jill Leovi's point of view as well.
I think it's her point of view, and I think she's done a terrific job. This is a book, I think, that illuminates something that maybe many of us know, sort of, but really brings it to light. And in doing so, this is a view of the police that we have not been reading about. These are good, excellent policemen who are sometimes frustrated by their lack of support. I mean, just things that we would take for granted, office supplies, things, that kind of thing. And their absolute commitment to justice. Years ago, there was a series of police procedurals by a woman named Del Shannon, and it was set in Los Angeles. It was the Los Angeles Police Department. That was a very positive look at police and police work. But there hasn't been a lot of that recently, I don't think. And what Jill Leovi does in examining this murder, this one particular murder, and the other murders that took place in South Los Angeles, brings that to the forefront.
The book is called Ghetto Side, A True Story of Murder in America, and the author is Jill Leovi, L-E-O-V-Y. Nancy Pearl, thanks for bringing that in.
Always a pleasure, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us every Tuesday on The Record. You can find more of Nancy's book picks at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl Books.